It's Missing Persons Week across the country this week, running from July 30 through to August 5. This year's slogan is "Still waiting for you to come home." To find out more and have a chat about Missing Persons Week, we're joined by Chief Inspector Paul Kitley. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, and thank you for joining us on The Daily. Now, how many people are classified as missing, particularly here in New South Wales?
How many this year? Well, so far this year, there's been 5,790-odd people reported missing. But the disturbing side of that, I suppose, is 49% are young people, and young people generally under 18 years of age.
And that's one of the main focuses of this week.
That is correct. Whilst some of the profiles that we've used this year aren't necessarily young people, our focus is on getting the message across in relation to young people.
Right. What does it take for someone to be classified as actually a missing person?
Well, there is a definition which I just, off the top of my head, I can't give it to you.
Okay.
But in saying that, it doesn't really, like you may see on some television shows in America where there are people advised that it takes 48 hours. That's incorrect. If the person is worried about their loved one, then they should report it to the police as a missing person. They know best if that person has gone missing.
Mm. Now, one of the main focuses of this week is to raise awareness, particularly of young missing people.
Yes.
What's the more general sort of hope? Is it about reconnecting people?
Yes, it is. It's definitely reconnecting. One main thing that I did want to say at the outset was that if any of your listeners have information relating to missing persons, they should contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000, or if it's something that they think is really important, they should contact their local police station.
Hmm.
But could you just repeat your question again? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, you're right. So basically, what is the aim of a week like this to reconnect loved ones with people who might have been missing?
It is, and it's for many people, they live with their missing loved one day in and day out, not knowing what happened to them. So Missing Person Week offers us an opportunity, police, to highlight the missing person cases and to gather any new information that could help bring them home safely. Mm.
Well, let's just go over those numbers again. If people do sort of come across someone who they see on the website, particularly just on the website, there's a lot of people there that are reported as missing. How can they help? What's their number again?
It's to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000 or their local police station. That is the main thing that we should get out there today.
Mm, absolutely.
For the whole of the week, actually.
Mm. Chief Inspector, thank you for your time and thank you for joining us on The Daily.
Thank you.
There you are. It's Chief Inspector Paul Kitley there joining us with filling us in on the goings-on and the aims of Missing Persons Week. As you heard, they are aiming to particularly shine a light on the younger people that are missing around the country. And if you do sort of see or notice anyone reporting a sighting, it's Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000. We'll make sure we have all the links there on the 2SR website.